What about an old person, maybe in his 90s, but he's still able to look out for himself? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still my
people.
Or if you're trying to emphasize the fact that he is still able to get around and do for himself, you say, oh, so-and-so's still mighty.
Active.
Sure. Say if the children are out late at night and their mother is getting a little bit upset, she might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
scared.
Okay. You wouldn't say she felt easy about it. You'd say she felt... What would the opposite be?
Hard.
The opposite of being easy, or... you should say, I feel hard about it. I feel... Put a U in and try
to be uneasy.
Sure. Okay. Talking about a person who's afraid, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she... In the past. She's not afraid now, but she...
Was.
Okay, was, or you... Used
to be.
Sure. What would the opposite of that be? You might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
Never was.
Right. Say a person who leaves a lot of money out, lying out on the table, just where everybody can see it, and he leaves the doors unlocked. You say he sure is mighty
careless.
Right. Say if I have an aunt named Lizzie, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie. It's just that every night then she acts kind of
strange.
Sure, okay. Have you ever heard people use say something like, oh, Aunt Lizzie, she sure acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
It could be used to mean strange or peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
Has that word changed meaning now so that it might suggest something else to somebody? So if somebody says she acts kind of queer, that would mean to you she acts strange, weird. Okay. What about a person who makes up his mind about something and he won't change it, whether he's right or wrong? Say, here it is. Stubborn, he's something headed.
Hard headed.
Sure. Okay. And the person that you just can't joke with it without it losing its temper. You say she sure is touchy.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. You say that?
Touchy.
Somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he'd get
upset.
Mm-hmm. And somebody like that who's about to lose his temper, if you don't want him to, you might say, well, now you just...
Calm down, settle down.
Mm-hmm. If at the end of the day, you've been working hard, you say that you're very...
Tired.
Right. What about if it's an extreme case of it? You say, I'm just old.
Tucker down.
Right. Or I'm all
worn out.
Talking about somebody, if you hear that he's in the hospital, you might say, well, that was funny. He was looking fine the other day. When was it he?
Went in. Or got ill.
Okay. Or say if somebody got got overheated and then came into an air-conditioned room and got too cold, you say if he did that, he probably